The silence of the night has so much inner beauty within it. It's like when one is seeking out the stars and searching for the moon, the brightness, the calmness of this darkness around you. And many of us wonder the miracles around us, who created them, who brought them into existence. And some of us will question, it was merely by chance, and why would something create what we see before us? But they are in so much denial. They don't see within themselves what Allah has created, how the heart pumps blood around the body, how the nervous system of the body works, how the brain functions, all these different parts of the body and their functionality did not just happen by mere chance. It is the miracle of Allah. And still, there are some amongst us who are wanting signs or are looking for signs, yet we are told to look around. That is all you have to do. It is more than enough signs. You could step out into your front garden and look under a rock, for instance. Why then are there some in doubt? Why then are there those who walk around during the day but they are living in darkness? There are so many miracles around us, yet our eyes are closed. We are asleep. We should wake up and understand what Allah is telling us through ourselves, as how we are able to do certain things by His will, and how the seasons change from hot to cold and then cold to hot, from day to night and night to day. All the alterations that are happening around us, that is more than enough for us to believe in Allah and to trust in Him. And when those who don't trust in Him, who don't have faith, they will be in darkness regardless of what the surroundings, because their soul is yearning so much for that relationship with its Lord, with its Creator. And if you deprive it, if you aren't praying, it slowly, slowly suffocates. It needs that connection with Allah. So when you don't pray, your body, your mind, your soul, it's in total confusion. It won't know which way to go. There's no guidance. Just nothingness, a non-existence of a person, even though they are physically there. They have no connection with their Lord, yet they are connected with the worldly things, the attachments of this world, which will merely serve them for a temporary time and will disappear from their lives. Many of us attach ourselves to human beings, our loved ones, and of course, love is good to give and to receive, but understand who is the source of love. Who gave you that particular person that you choose to love, that you want to love, that you would give your life for? Who gave that to you? That's what you have to remember. That's what you need to understand. And when you do that, you go back to the source of love, which is Allah, who has no limitations in the love that He provides. And as such, with the love that you give or receive from others, it is very limited. So who is the source of all love? It is Allah. So turn to him and ask from him, and he will give. He will give the love to you and those around you from places that you cannot imagine. And his love knows no bounds. Turn to him today. Ask from him. And he will respond. O Allah, all praises are for you. You are the holder of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in them, and all praises are for you. You have the possession of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in them, all praises are for you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth, and all praises are for you. You are the King of the heavens and the earth, and all praises are for you. You are the truth, and your promise is the truth, and to meet you is true. Your word is the truth, and paradise is true, and hell is true, and all prophets, peace be upon them, are true, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, and the day of resurrection is true. O Allah, I surrender my will to you. I believe in you, and depend on you, and repent to you. And with your help I argue with my opponents and non-believers, and I take you as a judge to judge between us. Please forgive me my previous and future sins, and whatever I concealed or revealed, and you are the one who makes some people forward and some backward. There is none to be worshipped but you. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is neither might nor power except with Allah. O Allah, help me and my family, and reunite us, and keep us strong with our ties. Ameen. O Allah, for all those who are out there who are suffering, who are in a state of anxiety or depression, who are going through trauma, Ya Allah, grant them ease. Ameen. O Allah, whatever that is to come as a trial or a test before us, Ya Allah, do not overburden us. Ya Allah, only give us the tests that we are able to bear, and use that as a means to draw ourselves closer to you. Ameen. O Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. O Allah, take care of our parents and keep them safe and protected. Ameen. O Allah, protect our families and keep them in their deen. Ameen. O Allah, keep us steadfast in our deen. Ameen. O Allah, turner of hearts, turn us only to the true path that is pleasing to you. Ameen. O Allah, before we leave this world, be pleased with us, O Allah. When we return to you, O Allah, be pleased with us with all the things that we did in this life. Ameen. O Allah, remove any punishment of the grave that is occurring right now with our brothers and sisters that have passed away. Ameen. O Allah, grant us protection and keep us safe when we are in our graves, and remove any punishment. Ameen. O Allah, forgive our sins, our future and past sins. O Allah, the sins that we knew about and didn't know about. Ameen. The sins that were revealed and concealed. Ameen. O Allah, forgive us our sins. O Allah, grant us goodness in this life and the hereafter. Ameen. O Allah, allow us the opportunity to meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and all the other prophets and messengers on that day. Ameen. O Allah, grant us shade on the day of resurrection when there is no shade. Ameen. O Allah, grant us light when there is darkness on that day. Ameen. O Allah, grant us protection for all the trials that are to come before the day of resurrection. Ameen. O Allah, keep us on your true path. Ameen. O Allah, do not allow us to sway from the true path of Islam. Ameen. O Allah, grant us the opportunity every day to submit to you and have full trust in you. Ameen.